Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
So yesterday you heard the story that Joe Hogsett announces that there's a push on for an MLS team, Major League Soccer. And you say, wait a second, don't we already have the Indy 11? What exactly is going on here? What exactly is this story? Tony Katz, that's me. I forget if I say hello sometimes. 93 WIBC. Well, let me explain to you what the story is. I have spoken with sources. I have engaged conversations. I spent some time. I even had the very, very disrespectful Adam Wren reach out. The same guy who said Tony Katz was going to get people killed because I didn't think you should shut down society because of COVID. But he wasn't reaching out to have a conversation. He just wanted to highlight some article he wrote 6 years ago as if it matters. It was very weird. I didn't curse him out or anything else. I responded back because this was a story. Here's Joe Hogsett making this announcement.
Our pursuit of the world's game.
Our pursuit of the world's game, of course, being soccer. Joe Hogsett walked out to a press conference, an announced press conference. They said it'll happen at 5:30. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 5:30, we're going to have a press conference, and he announces that he's going to apply to bring an MLS team to the city of Indianapolis. Now, there's a problem with this. Joe Hogsett does not have the brains or the courage to act alone. He doesn't. He is not an effective, smart leader. He's not an effective, smart guy. He did not act alone. The Indy 11, led by Ersal Özdemir, who owns Keystone Group Development Company, has been working on trying to bring a stadium to Indianapolis and utilize a tax district that would allow the funding for the stadium. And that stadium would be designed in such a way as they could then make the next step and attract an MLS team, Major League Soccer. Right now, they're in something called USL, United Soccer. The Indy 11 have been here for 10 years. As a matter of fact, yesterday was the 11th year anniversary of the announcement of the team. And that's when Joe Hogsett decided to do this. When the Indy 11 announced the Keystone Group had purchased the Diamond Chain complex, right? That whole manufacturing facility, catty corner there to Lucas Oil Stadium. And they had the groundbreaking. Joe Hogsett was there talking about how this would be transformative for the city. The stadium could hold up to 25,000 and be configured in such a way. And the architects of the stadium are the architects who have built other Major League Soccer stadiums. It was being built for this purpose. So it was clear that the Indy 11 is going in this direction and that the city was with them. The Indy 11 did the work to be able to get the legislature to engage one of these districts, one of these tax districts called a PSDA, and therefore build out this field, the pitch, the whole complex. And the Indy 11 were creating something called the 11 Park, which would have retail, which would have apartments, a whole thing. Then, the next thing you know, there's no communication. Then, you hear this story from Joe Hogsett. This story that he went to New York on Monday, and because of that meeting on Monday with Major League Soccer, he decides on a Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to make an announcement. We're going after Major League Soccer. But he did not call the press conference until after the Indianapolis Business Journal ran the story that says Keystone Group says city is backing out of 11 park deal as mayor plans significant announcement. He cut off communication seemingly with Keystone, with Ersal Ozdemir, with the Indy 11 on building out this deal. Yes, while the Indy 11 had done the work and the legislature passed the ability to put together one of these deals, there was no finalized deal between the Indy 11 and the city of Indianapolis. Then it seems Joe Hogsett stopped even trying to negotiate. I think the argument's going to be he stopped negotiating in good faith and then had this meeting with Major League Soccer. Now, how did the meeting with Major League Soccer come about? The answer is I'm not 100% sure. I'm not on the inside there. I do know that Indianapolis just played host to a lot of people because of the NBA All-Star Game. Maybe a conversation started there. Let's face it. Downtown Indianapolis is set up for so many of these things, the hotels and everything else. You don't need a cab. It's super easy. We've often discussed this. Great place for conventions. And of course, we built ourselves on sports. That's the story of Indianapolis long before I got here. So maybe it came from there. Now he has a New York trip on Monday. And he's making this announcement on Thursday. Now, was he not negotiating in good faith? Was he stringing the Indy 11 along? Did he break off communications with Indy 11? There's a lot of questions here. But I want to go back to where I started. Joe Hogsett is not smart enough to move alone. So when he says that he doesn't have the courage, when he says we're putting in our application, I want to be clear about something. He didn't say it. And I don't know who it is, but that guy already has an ownership team together. Which means somebody came to him. Maybe Major League Soccer, maybe somebody else. When we think about Indiana, it could be one of two groups. Or, I mean, it could be more, and I'm not making an accusation here. The mind goes to where it goes. Peyton Manning or the Pacers organization. Or Ursay, three people who could have the dollars, the wherewithal, the technology, the capability to put that all together because it's a $500 million lift, never mind the building of a stadium. So there's three that you would think of right away. Was it one of them? I have no idea. What I know is Joe Hogsett went to New York and came back with a deal through MLS. Which meant, sorry, Ersal Ozdemir, sorry, Keystone Group, sorry, Indy 11 fans, kiss off. I'm going to look like a hero. And he went to that press conference without a single person next to him. No one from his office, no one from the city county council. As Abdul Hakim Shabazz reported, the council is not down for this. So I don't know who the group is, and I don't know where they're going to build this thing. Remember, Ersal owns the Diamond Chain complex. It's not like the city could take it from him, although the city has taken land before. This is a ruthless, ruthless place. So we're going to see how this plays out, but let me say this before we get to Matt Bear, and I apologize for the delay. Anybody who is right now trying to work a deal with the city of Indianapolis, who trusts the city of Indianapolis, is out of their mind. Trusting Indianapolis? No. Indianapolis is available to the highest bidder. And you say to me, well, that's business. If you think you've got a deal with this city, think again. They just told you who they are. this is ugly. And I cannot wait for more information to come forth. Oh, and lawsuits. I assume lawsuits. The apology is already out.
Oh, I didn't mean to say all that. People are just, you know,
twisting my words.
Yeah, but they were your words from just a couple months ago. Why would you be apologizing for them? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. No time to delay. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there's more. On the Columbia University campus, one of these leaders who's upset with the Zionists. You may have seen the video or heard the audio of I thought it was a woman, this guy who, we want to form a human chain because there are Zionists in the encampment. Yeah, and they were doing the whole call and response thing. So it turns out this guy makes some videos, and they're hilarious.
If we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die?
Well, he seems nice. I don't like those people over there, so therefore let's kill them. No, seriously, let's kill them before they kill people so we can show how decent we are.
Zionists, they're Nazis. They're Nazis. They're fascists. They're supporters of genocide. Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? I'm confused.
No. Are you really confused? Because to the rest of us, you sounded totally sane. When are you running for office? We'd like to donate. This is who is emblematic of all of these events. Where was the person at one of the events yesterday? They had a sign. If you follow me over at TonyKatz.com, you can see a picture of it. The sign has the Palestinian flag, and it reads, "Final Solution." That's a sign at these rallies. Final Solution. That was Hitler's plan for the Jews. Final Solution. This is happening in real time. And this guy was leading the organization there at Columbia.
Someone in the chat right now, should people who are supporters of genocide, should Zionists, aka Nazis, white supremacists, should they live? Should they live?
Now, I should note that this man is black because you should know. And also the white supremacist thing because, well, everything has to occupy that in the world of race. Remember, they see Israel as white and it's oppressed, oppressor, and all that nonsense. This video is nutty. But now he's apologizing. I want people to have more context for my words, which I regret. Far-right agitators went through months of my social media feed until they found a clip that they edited without context. Really?
Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist.
How is that out of context? You wish the ideology didn't exist? Okay. You want to kill the people? Oh, no. This is the expression hoisted by my own petard. Like, is that what's happened to this dude? Or no. You really do want to kill in the name of, I don't know, whatever it is you have a name of.
This is who you are. You claim that Israel is the killer, and yet listen to yourself. Just listen to yourself. But yet I'm told that all these people are just super peaceful. Sure. Sure. Some of them, maybe. But some of them, no.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
In a galaxy far, far away, I had a restaurant in Tampa, Florida. Owned it with the family. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And we did shift meals for servers and staff. Right? You worked, you got to eat. And as with all things, familiarity breeds contempt, and people started to abuse the system. Extra this, extra that, sometimes taking something else they weren't supposed to. The costs got out of line. We had to change it. You would have thought we had shot someone's dog. The anger, the disgust, how dare you? Now, when I look back on it, the people who were most angry were the ones who, in my view, weren't so much interested in the gig. They were interested in the deals. And it happens. Some people who were rather committed because it was a good gig voiced concerns. And some people were like, hey, it's fine. It's all right. It's not like you should expect things to be handed to you. I learned a lot from those experiences. Like, hey, maybe I shouldn't own a restaurant again. Although, I do think of other things to do, but another story for another day. This idea of the shift meal, this idea of the free this and the free that, I think this vexes a lot of people in the service industry. Clearly, this has been an issue for Chipotle. Chipotle sent out an email to employees last week saying, hey, when you take your shift meal, no chicken. And people are like, I'm sorry, what now? No, chicken is for customers, right? And it's like coffee is for closers. And you haven't closed. You don't get no coffee. Put the coffee down. No chicken. Store managers were told not to order their work meals with chicken or the chicken al pastor and to ask staff to do the same. A week later, after hearing from the people, the staff can now have chicken with their meals. Quote, we are not experiencing outages of chicken in our restaurants. Last week, we temporarily asked employees to select non-chicken options for their employee meals to maintain supply for our guests based on our strong sales. But employees are now free to select chicken in their meals as normal. I don't know. I get the whole thing about the employee meal. It does. It's still... I think that there's a moment of, look, food cost is 33% or, you know, if you're doing it right, a little bit less. And well, I guess it depends on the food. And you can afford this and you can do that and you can do the other. But it's a question of abuses of the system. But I don't know if I go into the deal thinking that I'm supposed to be fed. I'm not so sure. But the idea of, hey, yes, you could do the meal, but no chicken. That's a little peculiar. And maybe there's a difference between me with a mom and pop place and Chipotle with 9 million places. And their sales are up through the roof. They've raised their prices. Oh, is it like 8 times over the past number of years? And people are still like, yeah, got to have it.
Gotta get my balance of protein and carbs. You know, burritos are actually health food. Burritos are delicious. I don't know if they're necessarily health food, people. Just saying. So if you work at Chipotle, you're free. Have all of the chicken you want and save some from Matt Bear, because that is how he gets his protein and meets his goals. He's a Chipotle guy. I don't know if that's true, but you should sponsor him anyway. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
And we saw the statement from the president talking about how it's been 3% over the last year, but was 1.6 about what the White House had projected?
So look, you saw this in the statement, so I'm just going to reiterate just a little bit here what the GDP report showed. The economy remains strong, and we've been talking about the steady and stable growth, and that's what we see from that report today.
How do these people expect us to believe them when they so clearly lie? The GDP was 1.6. The expectation was 2.4. And yet they want to tell us it's just proof of how strong the economy is. This goes along the line of something that Jared Bernstein said yesterday. Jared Bernstein runs the White House Economic Council. And he's like, you know, the number isn't great overall, but hey, what if we just manipulate the number?
So you're okay with this GDP report?
Yeah, I think this GDP report, especially once you get under the hood, you take out some of those more volatile components. Consumer spending and investment look great.
What are you doing? That is a maddening, maddening statement. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. You've got Donald Trump entering day 8 of his trial. You've got the guy from what's the tabloid? National Enquirer, is that it?
Yes.
David Pecker?
Yes, National Enquirer.
Yeah, so the group is called American Media. He's the former CEO. He's taking the stand. And Trump is at the trial because he's been ordered to be at the trial. And everybody wants to talk about at the end of the day, oh, he looks so tired. Oh, he looks so lethargic. Oh, this isn't going well. This is the grand total of the amount of time I'm spending on this trial. I was talking to my program director the other day about this. And, you know, I go over a series of things. Here's what I'm covering, and here's what I'm doing, and here's how I'm kind of balancing things. But if you ask me about this trial, I'm spending all of like 6 minutes a day on it. Nope. 3 minutes a day on it. Nope. I'm done now. Because there's nothing to talk about. The people who are covering this in the way that they are, look at how Trump looks. Let's count the lines in his face. These people are crazy. This trial is nonsense and doesn't change anything. I'm not getting myself wrapped up into it. I don't think you should either. But it's going on. It's on day 8. The whole thing is nonsense. Paying hush money is not a crime. This whole catch and kill thing is just a silly bit of nonsense. This is shameful. Absolutely shameful. Oh, by the way, he could totally be found guilty. But that's just because we have a problem with the justice system. Not because the guy did anything wrong. Morally, you might think that hush money is wrong to pay someone to be quiet after having sex with you. But legally, let's not be ridiculous.